Hi, and welcome to Wrinkled Sheets. I would like to say, before we get started, I would like to apologize for anything that you hear on this show tonight.
Bummer.
That's right. It's going to be a bummer because Janet has downloaded her own sound effects machine.
Yay!
For her iPhone, and it has just got like a buttload of sound effects. And she goes, I want to use the sound effects for the show tonight. Yeah, so I'm sure they're going to be overused. I told her that before we sat down. She's so red and laughing.
You should just give me like a max number.
Two. Anyway, let's sing the song before we get started. You ready?
All right.
3, 2, 1. It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's Wrinkled Sheets.
It's really kind of neat listening to Wrinkled Sheets.
Yeah.
What? You didn't hit a...
Strike three. You're out.
How did that have anything to do with the song? So you didn't...
Sorry. There's so many pages.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
This is what I meant to push.
You're just gonna...
It's a cheer.
Sounded like a car wreck without the crash. Sounded like a car swerving off the road. Are you sure that's not what that was?
No, it's
just cheer. Hit it one more time. Possibly. Okay. Now, anybody that wants to stay with us for the rest of the podcast,
I will just let the sound effects be limited.
No, it's okay.
You don't like me.
No, you. Was that too hard? I'm sorry.
So, what have you. But let's not focus on the sound effects. You've got some animal love going on.
I got some animal love. I got a dog. Butterfly is in my lap. Rain, our wonderful cat, is now trying to get my attention and not fighting with the dog. So that's actually very good that they're not fighting.
It is. Yes, we are animal lovers.
Yes.
We saved a life today.
Let's tell that story. You go ahead and tell the story.
Yeah, because I was there for the whole thing.
Right.
You were only there for like
a
quarter.
I will tell my part of my looniness in this.
Oh my God. I don't think you understand your looniness. You weren't standing in my shoes. I was completely sober. Anyway.
Well, maybe you should tell the entire story, including my looniness.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. So before I go to work every day, I come down to the basement to feed the cats. And mm-hmm. This morning, I was a good girl. 4:30, got out of bed. 5 o'clock, I come.
Going to go to the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. I had my workout stuff on. 5 o'clock, I come down here to feed the cats right before I leave for work.
Uh-huh.
And I come down, and I'm like startled by this scratching noise. I'm thinking someone's like in the basement scratching. I look up, and there's this cute little baby bunny just scratching at the window because we have the window wells in our basement windows. And I'm like, oh, no. And so I'm first like, crap, do I leave it and text Steve? Because it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
And I had gone to bed at 2.
Right,
and at
which
that
I
point,
didn't know.
Let me back this up a little bit because I have been having trouble sleeping because of travel. And so at 1 o'clock last night, I took a sleeping pill. At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. This was 4 hours before the rabbit.
Yes. And the last time I remember looking at the clock was 2 o'clock. So now it's 3 hours later, and she is waking me up.
Wait, I haven't gotten to that point.
Okay.
So I'm like thinking in my head, what can I do? Should I just text Steve and have him handle it when he gets up? Or should I try and handle it by myself? If I try and handle it by myself and I kill the baby rabbit, I will be depressed for the rest of my life.
That'd be horrible. Horrible.
Yeah. So I feed the cats, and then I'm like, you know, you're an animal lover, Steve. So
I am.
I'm like, he's not going to be mad at me. He's really not going to be mad at me. I'm going to run upstairs and just be like, okay, help me save a baby rabbit. And he'll just be like, let's go, Super Steve, to the rescue. So I come upstairs, and I have to touch you like 3 times. Babe.
Did you?
Babe. Steve.
That's all I remember hearing was Steve.
Oh, so that was like the third or fourth time. So I have
Steve?
To say your name. Babe does not work. And you're like, I'm like, there's a baby rabbit stuck in the windowsill in the well in the basement. Do you want to come help me?
Yeah.
So you get out of bed and you have like your underwear on and a t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And you go to put your pants on and I'm like, okay, we're good. We're going to the basement to save a life. And then you take your shirt off. And I was like, what are you doing? I was like, I think you need a shirt. And you're like, well, no, I won't need a shirt. And in my mind, I'm thinking we're going to have to like go. Someone's going to have to get in the well to like raise the baby rabbit up from the outside. And I'm like, yeah, you're
you didn't think about just
shirt.
Opening the window in the basement.
No, because we have cats down here, and cats have cat-like reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you're afraid they'll go like, oh, that's a giant mouse.
Right. So I'm like, no, here, put your shirt back on. And you're like, and I'm like, do you want shoes? Because, again, I'm thinking we're going outside for this venture.
And did I not need shoes?
You acted like you didn't need shoes or a shirt.
Okay.
All right. So I finally got you to put shoes and a shirt on. And I'm like, crap, what have I done? It was kind of like dealing with a drunk person. I haven't had to deal with a drunk significant other in a long time. And I was just like, this is funny. I was laughing.
Was I wobbly? Was I?
Yes.
I was?
And you're just like,
and now I'm going to go try to catch a baby rabbit.
Right. So we come downstairs and you're like, where is it? I'm like, it's in that window. It's scratching at the window right now. And then,
but there's like 6-8 windows in this
basement.
But it's
the window you come down to right when you come downstairs.
Well, I know
and
that
it was
now.
Scratching when we came down.
Was it? I don't remember that at all.
And then you walk to the window and it like stops. I'm like, crap. Oh, God. What happened to the rabbit? It quieted. So you open the window and you're like, oh, no, there's dead ones in here. And you picked up two dead rabbits.
Well, to back up a little, there was one. I thought it was one dead rabbit. And I picked up that dead rabbit in gloves.
We all had gloves on.
Smart enough to put
We're
gloves
smart,
on.
Yes.
And so I picked up that one. And when I picked it up, there was another dead bunny, little baby bunny under, which made it even sadder because it was like they died together.
I think you're looking way too much into it. Stop, because you're making me sad.
Isn't that sad though?
It is.
Like, did one die and the other cuddled up next to it and just waited, you know? And then did the third one fall in later and that's why it wasn't dead? Because it was very active.
It was.
That third one was very active. Because I opened that window and it came at me like in the movie, Killer Bunnies for Monty Python. It was just like, it flew out at me.
Did it?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because you were like, oh, it ran away from me.
Well, yeah, but it only ran away because it came through the window at me.
Oh.
And then it got in the basement. And yeah, now once it was in the basement, I thought, crap.
You're like, that's why I wanted you to bub. And I'm like, what did you want me to
that's
do?
That's why I wanted you to block the chair because there was a chair there.
Yeah. And so we were trying to get it from behind the chair, and then all of a sudden it disappeared. I couldn't see what you were seeing, and I don't think you could see what you were seeing.
I couldn't see what I was seeing.
And so,
because I had a towel.
Like,
I was trying to throw a towel over just stuff. Just, is that it? No, that's not it. Is that it? No, that's not it.
Epic fail.
That's what you
Oh, the sound effects are back. Isn't there a rabbit sound on there?
No, I looked.
Uh-huh.
So then all of a sudden you're like, well, the rabbit's gone. I'm like, what do you mean it's gone? I didn't see it leave.
It just got loose in the basement. And if anybody's ever seen this basement, that could have been a disaster. Because there are boxes,
so
crooks,
stuff.
Crannies,
oh my gosh.
Cats, cat boxes, travel, kitty, homes. What are kennels?
Kennels, yeah.
Catty, cat travel homes.
There's tons of stuff. And we're like, oh my God. In my mind, I'm going, oh, I'm going to be here for another couple hours. I'm going to have to message my boss and be like, hey, running late, rabbit loose in the house.
And really? For a split second, I thought, I am so tired. I'm going to let this bitch just die in the basement. The cats will find it.
And he loves animals.
And I love animals. But I didn't do that.
You had a
I
moment.
Did not.
You had a...
Here he is, the biggest douche of the universe.
What?
You had a
in
moment.
In all the galaxies, there's no bigger douche than you.
But you snapped out of it.
I snapped out of my douchiness?
Yes.
Thank you.
And we were looking all over for this rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is that where I finally found the rabbit, you had already looked.
Yes, which was in our Hawaii corner.
It was we like have, 4 feet from the window where it came in.
But we have a corner with like Hawaiian bamboo and a Hawaiian lamp and like hats. And it's like Hawaiian decorated corner.
It is.
And it was back behind the bamboo. And I had already looked
yes,
behind
and
the
we
bamboo.
Got him. We got you got him while I secured the entrance mm-hmm. so that he couldn't leave.
Yeah. And again. Then he was very excited. I do remember that.
I pet
that.
His nose with my gloves on. I pet his nose.
Cuz his eyes were about, you know, that big around.
He's like, "Crap, they're going to eat me."
But no, took him out to the backyard. Turned him, her, whatever one it was, loose.
His name was Thumper.
And I watched the little white cottontail zoom off into the bushes.
Yep.
So
hopefully he's just doing great tonight.
I'm hoping that he's alive, and I have checked that window well 3 times today.
I'm probably going to have bad dreams about it, don't you think?
Probably. But I think we should constantly check. I haven't even checked the other window wells. I should do that too.
I'm afraid what we're going to find.
After we get done recording, I'll go check all the window wells.
So we saved a life today.
Someone saved a life today.
Is that a real song?
Yeah. It's an Elton John song.
Oh.
Someone saved my life today. I think that someone saved. I don't know. It is an Elton John song. I can't remember exactly how it goes.
It is.
If you know how it goes, please comment. Please leave a comment under or write us and let us know how that Elton John song. Matter of fact, why don't you sing that song into your phone and then email us the Elton John song. And we will play you singing the Elton John song on this podcast next time.
WrinkledSheets1@gmail.com.
Yeah. So someone saved a life tonight. Sugar bear, honey bear, something like that.
I feel like we should have a sound effect with that song.
We don't need one, but I'm sure you have one over there in your oomph-teent. Why don't you just randomly hit one just to make yourself feel
happy? Shut up!
What'd you say? What was that one? Was that the sound of the bunny jumping through the glass?
No!
I can have a whole conversation
you
with
were like
you.
A really bad morning show. That is exactly. Remember how it would drive me crazy with.
No, I don't. But I guess you'll remind me. So you want me to stop with the?
No, you go ahead.
I'm sure
the people listening to this right now are loving you. And
they're probably like,
I hate you all so much.
I am turning this off. Well, now PK and DK.
We got really important stuff to talk about.
Who we listen to? The PK and DK. He has that one drop, though, that drives me a little crazy.
Don't.
I'm saying it. I love you guys. We listen to the podcast. But it's that, what is it? How's it go?
I don't remember.
It's like the clap and then, that's what I'm talking about or whatever.
Yeah. And I think it's his voice.
Being a radio guy myself, being years of morning radio, just random drops sometimes, just like, But I wish you'd hit another one right now to get me out of this cycle.
You can't handle the truth.
You just can't.
I can't handle the poop. That's what I can't handle.
Yeah.
But this is you. This is your sound effect.
Okay.
Go ahead. Make my day.
That is so old school.
That's, you know who that is?
Clint Eastwood.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Whee!
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, something like that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. So we're full on in spring here in Denver, finally. Finally. You're whining about the heat, and I'm like, woohoo, heat!
Well, I was in Scottsdale, Arizona working, and it was 105. And it's not even summertime yet.
And yet you Snapchatted today that you were hating the heat here.
I was hating the heat here. I hate heat in general.
I know. You need to get over that.
Because, you know, the air conditioner in my truck doesn't work.
I know.
And so I was hating the truck. And as you probably saw, I went and made an appointment to get my truck fixed.
I did.
Next week. Because I was like.
I'm done.
Wait. What was that one? Roger that. Okay.
Yeah. So you made an appointment for your truck. And your truck is this black leather, black on black.
Black on black.
Extra heat.
Right.
So you have an appointment.
Yeah. So next Tuesday, I'm getting it fixed.
Do you recall when we first met, I had a black car with black seats.
And a black boyfriend.
No. And no air conditioning.
Huh?
And no air conditioning.
Yes,
do you remember that?
I do.
And I was like, we can't ride in my car.
we can't go anywhere in my car. Anybody that has black interior knows how hot that gets.
Yeah.
Especially black leather.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, so it's springtime, spring cleaning. We've done a little bit of spring cleaning, I think, right?
Very little, but a little bit.
So
we haven't done any of the, like, getting stuff together for Goodwill spring cleaning.
I have. We have that bag in the office.
Yeah, it's just been sitting there.
Tiny.
Is it boots?
Yeah, it's shoes.
You're getting rid of boots. I saw that.
Yeah, not boots that I would ever wear. But it's time for the spring cleaning. And these are some, like, 9 nasty things you need to throw away. You sent this article to me.
I do. I remember that.
Do you remember where it came from?
No, I have no idea.
AARP.
Well, that's not where I got it from. a lot of times, and you know this too, this is very odd for me. You know when you look at a web page?
Uh-huh.
More and more web pages just have random articles at the bottom
they
of
do.
That. It's like just random.
They do.
And that's where I got that from.
But I thought that was hilarious because I was like, what? He's like fighting the age thing. And then all of a sudden he's sending me AARP.
ARP.
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 So, but I did find this article to be interesting. So you want to get all rid of all the hazardous waste.
Do you have hazardous waste in your house?
This could include aerosol cans, batteries, motor oil, antifreeze, paint. I think we have paint right here up the stairs.
Yeah, but that paint's still good. That actually, that paint matches the, you know, I had the house painted last summer, so.
You can visit earth911.com. There's a proper way to dispose of all of these. But now's the time to do it. If you're spring cleaning and you have some paint that's been there more than a few years, get rid of it.
Please do.
How about those piled up plastic containers?
How about those piled up prostitutes that you have murdered and just have laying dead in your basement?
That was a punch.
All right. Wow, that was a pretty good one. I'll give you that one.
Bam.
All right. Okay, piled up what?
Plastic containers.
Uh-huh.
Containers with recycle codes 3 or 7 may contain BPA, a hormone-disrupting chemical that leaches into food as containers age or get heated in the microwave or dishwasher. Did you know this?
Yes, I did. And it's something I wanted to bring up to you. I'll interrupt this. Let me interrupt the story and let you know. You recycle fake Tupperware. You totally recycle.
I get that from my father.
I know.
It's bad.
It's bad.
Why don't you just throw it away? I won't notice. I'm not going
to
get mad.
Well, it's one thing to use it to store food, but you microwave in it.
I know.
And I think that's really horrible.
Why don't you tell me?
Because I think you're old enough and smart enough to check the numbers, so I don't know.
I don't know this number thing. This is
you
the
had
first
never,
time.
You have
no.
never heard that before? That's one of the reasons, like water bottles. People refill drinking water.
I didn't know this.
I have a bottle in my hand right now. Do not refill fill bottles.
I'm an idiot.
So I thought you knew that, like, okay, that little Tupperware thing that had sliced turkey in it probably should not be heated up with spaghetti at your lunch.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
She ratchet!
That's me. I'm ratchet.
She ratchet?
I didn't know.
Okay.
Now I know.
But now you know. But now you should check the numbers. But matter of fact, I don't think you should heat up in it at all anyway.
That's how my friend Amanda is. And I was like, she's weird.
She said not to heat it up too?
Yeah, she doesn't heat up anything
no.
in the microwave. She'll use the stove.
Oh, that's weird. Okay, I'll give you that. That's weird. But I just wouldn't heat it up in recycled Hillshire Farms turkey.
Why are we keeping all those
Tupperware.
Then?
Because you did.
I thought you were keeping them for a while.
No, I've never.
So I can go upstairs and throw all of them away.
You could throw every one of those away.
What are we going to keep our leftovers in?
There's two unopened complete things of Tupperware in the cabinet.
Oh, those were from other girlfriends, though.
They weren't. They're
okay.
Unopened.
All right.
Oh, man. See, people, what I have to put up with. See what it is?
I don't have a sound effect for that.
Just randomly hit one. Just
Oh, yeah!
There's so many. I paid for this app, so there's lots.
99 cents, people. 99 cents.
During your spring cleaning, you should also be getting rid of the expired or unused medications. Get rid of that Vicodin. Get rid of that Valium. Don't save it for a rainy day.
I've always wondered what happens with really old medicine. You know, like if you find something that's like, hey, this is hydrocodone? What?
Hydrocodone?
Yeah. But it expired in 2012.
It's going to kill you. It's going to kill you.
Okay, Darth Vader. does it change its chemical compound in a way that becomes something different?
We could do a vlog about that. We could give you one that's new and one that's old
and then
see
film
how
the reaction.
What do you think?
I think no. I think we should just throw out all medicines that are past the expiration date. And you got to be careful about that too, because they say putting trash pills into trash gets into the groundwater.
Oh.
You've heard about that too, right?
So what do you do with the pills?
I don't know. That's something else you should look up sometime. But You've never heard that? Like, don't flush medication because it gets into the... No, you wouldn't because you heat up in Tupperware.
Where's the FU button?
Silence, Earthling.
That's right. Carrying on.
Did that say silence, Mudflap?
Earthling.
Oh, okay.
Now, the next thing you need to get rid of during your spring cleaning is old spices. I used some oregano that had a label on it the other day that was probably older than me.
Was it tasty?
I don't know. You ate it. What'd you think?
Must not have noticed it, but it might have been why I almost pooped in my pants.
Did you really?
No, I don't know. Oh. I just made that up. Is there a sound effect for that?
I don't know. I bet there is. Hold on. Wait for
sound
it.
Sound effect. Pooping in the pants.
Oh, man.
Nope.
Too late.
Nothing.
It's
nothing.
Too late. You got to get rid of old makeup. Moldy makeup. Makeup stays safe for only a limited time. After that, bacteria that may cause shortest shelf life, 2 or 3 months, can accumulate on your makeup. So I've thrown makeup away in my bathroom, and all of a sudden the fairy brings it out of the trash bin and back
who does
on my
that?
Counter. I think you have.
I have never done that.
Yes.
I have never done that.
I have thrown away eyeshadow. I've thrown away that was old, and then all of a sudden it's popped up back on my counter. I'm like,
I don't think I've ever done that. I think you might have done that in your drunken stupor. One too many Malibus. You're like, why not throw away this smoky eye? I got smoky eye.
Yeah, that was me. So throw away the moldy makeup. You got to get rid of the crusty contact lens cases. When was the last time you bought a new contact lens case, babe?
Last time I bought...
When was that?
Contact solution.
When
probably,
was that?
Oh, 6 months ago, maybe. How often are you supposed to throw away contact lenses? I mean,
cases.
If they're crusty...
Cases,
I mean. If they're crusty, I would definitely do it.
Well, the article says that studies show that up to 92% of cases are contaminated due to poor cleaning and hygiene. Eye experts and the government say cases should be replaced every month to 3 months.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I am definitely behind. I need a sound effect for that.
Strike three! You're out!
Bingo!
All right. The next thing you need to throw away is pathetic pillows. Get rid of all the pillows in the house. Let's do a pillow purge.
Why? We have good pillows.
We have pillows that are done. They're done.
Are they?
Yeah. When was the last time you replaced your pillow? Well, we just did this in our bed, but you don't like the new pillows.
No, but you finish your list and then we'll talk about
that. So pillows older than 18 months contain fungi.
Ooh.
Dead skin,
ooh,
and dust mites,
ooh,
that can aggravate allergies, asthma, and sinusitis? I don't know. Fold your pillow in half and squeeze out the air. If it doesn't spring back, it's too damn old.
Yeah, if you can't fold your girlfriend in half, she's too damn old.
Goodbye.
I got you. You love the sound effects. You're laughing.
Yeah, it's just because you almost get them right.
Oh, look at me. I have a brain.
But I didn't know not to microwave Tupperware. I'm teasing
the
you.
The next thing you need to get rid of is expired canned food, which we've gotten better because last year at work, we had a food drive. And I'm like, I'm going to go through our pantry and get some food that we, you know.
Because you were going to give away our food to
yes.
your
yes.
food drive.
Yes. And I go through there. There were cans that were like 5 years outdated.
I know. I don't know
it
how that
disgusting.
Happens. Aren't you supposed to like rotate like at a store? Like when you buy food, instead of just putting it on the shelf, should you rotate like the old comes to the front?
I don't. This was most of it was before me.
You've been here 5 years.
And
so you can't blame it on the fact that I just got here and this shit was 5 years old.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Flies eat poop. Get over it. Okay? That's for you.
Okay. All right.
The next thing you need to get rid of is germy kitchen sponges, which I'm good at those. It says, start fresh with a new kitchen sponge. Studies show it's the germiest thing in the most American households, with bacteria thriving in the damp crevices. I like that word, crevices.
Damp crevices.
Damp crevices. Yeah. To cut contamination, microwave your sponge daily in an inch of water for a minute on high heat. I've not done that.
Huh. I've heard of that, but I've never seen anybody do that.
Mm-mm.
I've heard of boiling your sponges, too, which I guess is the exact same thing of microwaving.
I throw it.
But I've also thrown them in the dishwasher.
Gross.
You were just waiting. You were waiting for that.
Right. I've done the same thing. I've thrown them in the dishwasher. I haven't microwaved them. Because I was afraid they would melt or boil them. They might melt. But, you know,
You know what? You could put them in the Tupperware. And then you could nuke them, and maybe that would help.
You're crazy.
Not crazy. I tell you what, Snap. That's what I'm talking about. Yay.
Nerd alert.
Yeah. So that was the list of things you should do spring cleaning wise. You wanted to talk about the bed buying experience.
Now, that's what I'm going to, because you broke the bed. You broke the bed. See, I got quiet. She's like, well, she's making a face. Like, why would you tell people I broke the bed?
You want a piece of me? Because I'm pretty sick of your damn mouth.
That's right.
Who broke the bed?
That was me.
How did you break the bed, by the way? Seriously.
So it was a Friday afternoon. Uh-huh. I was frustrated at work, and my boss is like, go home early.
And you plopped down on the bed.
I'm not done. I got to be in depth with my stories.
Bring it on.
So I'm like running home because I had a phone interview to do. And like I get in the house like 2 minutes before the phone interview. I go to let the dogs out. The dogs had pooped in their room. So I'm like, get the F outside, dogs. And I shut their room and I run upstairs to get on the phone to do the phone interview. And I sit down. I sit down on the bed.
You plop down.
And boom. I'm like, oh, son of a biscuit. So, I broke the bed.
She broke her side of the bed. If you looked at it, it was like just clunk. Just, it fell.
It did.
Yeah. And my side of the bed had already, one screw was coming loose from the slats on my side of the bed.
The truth shall set you free.
That's right. Your side was already broken.
It wasn't broken. A screw. You broke the bed. You, like, broke the internet bed. That's what you did. And so...
Kim K.
Uh-huh. Kim K, the mattress breaker, bed breaker. So, you know what? You can't tell anybody you broke your bed without them going,
I know.
Oh.
So, the following Monday, I was telling my friend, I was like, yeah, we broke the bed. And she's like,
all right.
And I was like, no.
No, it wasn't that kind of fun.
It wasn't awesome.
It wasn't at all. We couldn't even be awesome on the broken bed. Ew. So, we going to move the bed.
We're going to
take the bed apart.
Yes.
And as we're taking it apart, and we go, oh, what is that?
No, you said, ooh, what is that?
It was like mold.
On the mattress.
On the mattress.
It was black stuff it growing was like, on the mattress.
It was the gross.
So I go, wait, Steve, when did you, this mattress?
Why don't you hit the ooh gross button over there?
Because I'm not on that page.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so.
So I'm like, when did you buy this bed?
And it was about 20 years ago.
What year?
About 20 years ago. 1994, I think.
Three is what you said.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I know.
So how many women have been on the bed? I don't want to know. I've been sleeping on it for almost 5 years. I don't want to know.
I just want to know which one put the mold in it.
Can I get an amen?
Hallelujah.
So instead of just getting a bed... We decided we needed to get more. We needed to get a mattress.
Right. So we were
and
gonna...
I'm like, I can live without a bed frame. I can sleep on a mattress on the floor. Just
well,
give
we
me...
did go through back and forth on that. Should I? Because the cost of buying a new frame was going to be $300-$400 because I have a king size bed, and I thought, well, if I buy the bed frame, do I really want to pay the money right this second to buy a mattress? Can we hold off? On
yeah,
that,
and I was fine with
until
that.
Until we saw the mold.
Yeah.
And let's back up and be weird about the mold because there was – I use a bed pad. We have a bed pad, a feather bed pad. Then there's a foam pad, and then there's a like a therapeutic foam pad.
There's lots of padding.
So there's lots of pads between that and the mattress because I like a really soft bed. I've always liked it to feel like you're in a cloud. That's, yeah. So – when we raise those pads up, that's where
Yes.
That's why I think we've never right. And that's why I think we've never noticed that before, because it was under all of our pads.
Right.
But it means that somebody sweats like an animal. And that would be,
I don't know what you're talking about.
That's the same side Yeah, you. It's the side that had the tanner, the self tanner, all the way down through the pack.
I sweat. I'm a sweater, guys.
Oh my God, you must really sweat.
I do.
All right, so to continue the story, we go
to one furniture store. That didn't work. Then we went all the way up north to another furniture store, and then we had our dilemma. We found a mattress we liked, and then we found the memory foam bed that was adjustable, like in a hospital.
Well, yeah. It's an adjustable bed. One side sits up, or the other side will, or the feet come up, or they both come up. You could do it like a lounge chair. And you went and you said, well, why can't we just buy the frame and then get a mattress? Because then it's a hospital bed.
Right.
The difference is this bed is designed with a memory foam mattress and all that. So then we have to decide, do we want to finance the bed?
Right.
And buy the whole – just buy the whole thing.
The whole thing, and just be done
with it. And you were kind of giving me the look like, we should do that. I've been wanting to get rid of this mattress. I don't know who's been on this mattress.
I wanted to get a new mattress. I didn't care about the frame anymore. I already said that.
I know. And you were like – you even did say buy the mattress. We'll just put it on the floor. You did say that.
Yeah. But
the mattress was $600-something that right. we liked.
Yes.
And that's one of the hardest.
That was on sale.
That was on sale. But that's one of the hardest decisions anybody could ever make.
Because he might get rid of me next month. Then he has to have a whole nother. You think a whole nother girl is going to be okay with an adjustable memory foam bed?
No, but I'm talking about the picking of the mattresses.
Oh, my bed.
How you walk around and go, lay on that one, lay on this one. What does this feel? How does this feel? Is this too firm? Might be. Do you like this pillow top one? I don't know. Do you like it to have springs in it, or do you just like a foam? I don't.
It's maddening.
I know. And I felt bad for the guy following us around.
They work on commission only.
And he was very nice and very helpful.
He was.
So anyway, we decided to get the adjustable bed with the memory foam.
Yes. And your friend Jeremy's going to build us a new bed frame.
Yes.
It's committed. He's going to do it. If he doesn't do it, I'm going to slit his throat.
But now we have to decide if we really like the mattress, because it's hot. You get hot.
I've adjusted.
You have adjusted already?
I don't
already?
Get hot anymore. Do you?
I don't get hot, but I'm not sure, totally sure about the firmness yet, because I'm so used to super
but
soft.
But you've been gone.
I know.
I got used to it while you were gone.
I know. So you might have to sleep on it, and I'll just sleep in the other room on a really soft bed.
Get him a body bag!
That one did not work.
It didn't.
That did not.
I thought it was going to be something else. All right, so...
You suck!
That's me.
Jackass!
Ooh, that was dirty.
Jackass!
Yeah.
No, I would not do
that. That was a fun adventure. You wouldn't do that, right?
No. Have you bought a bed like that before?
Not like the bed we bought.
Not...
No, I've...
No. What I'm... Had you gone through the mattress thing of like laying on them and picking out a mattress?
Nope.
Ever.
Nope.
So that's why you really didn't care.
I moved to Colorado and a bed had already been bought for me. I didn't have to do anything.
So do you even know what kind of mattress you like in real life?
I can sleep anywhere, really. I really can. You've seen it.
I know.
I fall
asleep. But you just get drunk and pass out. I'm kidding.
What the fuck?
Oh, that was almost. But that's long. That's long and annoying. You might have lost us a listener or two on that one.
Sorry.
That was a
No, I just, when I'm tired, I'm done. I can sleep anywhere. I remember at a college party, we had driven down. We were on our way to Memphis, but the car broke down. So we were in Clinton, Arkansas. And we found some college students. And we were college students. So we all were like, we're college students. Let's be friends. And we went to a party, and I was exhausted. And I fell asleep on a couch. And there was, like, booming music going around, and I'm just like... Mm.
And you know why you fell asleep?
I was not drunk. I swear to goodness. Not at all.
Not at all.
Nope.
How does one fall asleep with booming music? And
when I'm done, babe, that's how I can fall asleep with you watching TV and stuff. Like, when I'm done, I'm done.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I see that.
Yep. Yep. How'd we get here?
Talking about the mattresses and whether you've ever had to pick one out before.
No. And that was kind of a painful process. And then come to find out you're supposed to lay on mattresses for like 20 minutes in the store before you actually decide. We didn't do that.
Where did you see that? Who told you that?
My friend at work, Jessica.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
Now we know.
But
we suck.
But do you have to just tell the guy working there, could you go away for 20 minutes? I'm going to lay here for 20.
With if my girlfriend.
If I laid on a bed for 20 minutes, I'd be asleep.
That means you should buy it.
I don't care what it was. If I laid down for 20 minutes, I'd be asleep.
There you go.
But then you couldn't decide if it was real or not because you'd just be asleep.
Right. I need
to. Do you like
bed.
It?
I don't have a snoring app. I should. I bet I do. I bet I do. Nope.
That's not snoring. Oh, Jesus, people. See what I put up with.
So we were just talking about this today. Can we move on
sure.
to topics?
Sure. What else?
The whole makeup shaming.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I don't understand it. I don't understand what the girls are talking about when they say okay. makeup shaming. I understand that's the whole new thing of don't fat shame, shame.
You do understand because you have spoke out against this before, but you didn't realize it. So there are those women that are like, women should not wear makeup. We are beautiful the way we are, and we should not have to cake on this artificial stuff on our face to be beautiful, right?
Yeah.
You've spoke out against that.
Right.
That is makeup shaming. That's making us that love makeup, like myself, feel bad.
Oh, I thought makeup shaming would be like, bitch, you need to put some makeup on.
No, makeup shaming is the opposite. It's shaming those that love the makeup, that love to like create this artistry on your face.
That's why I'm okay with you totally laying in bed watching makeup videos.
Yes. And there was a girl... What's her name? Nikki Tutorials is her name on YouTube, and she totally blew it out of the water. She's average-looking girl without makeup. You put that makeup on, she's like, va-va-voom.
She's like a model.
Yeah.
But I understand what she said in the video. She said that when I show people pictures of me, they go, that's not you.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's me with makeup, and that's why makeup works.
Right, right. And let's see... Personally, I've been obsessed with products since I was in middle school. So
this is what she's saying.
Yes. So I'm familiar with makeup shaming, mostly the bad boyfriend type. You know, a man tells you how pretty you'd be without makeup, then they're grossed out by your real face.
Mm-hmm. I think, guys, just my opinion, in my humble opinion, only my opinion, you don't have to write me and let me know. I think guys that tell their women they don't need makeup don't want a woman... that other people find attractive.
Right.
I really do think that, like, you don't need makeup. You're fine just the way. Why wouldn't you want your wife or girlfriend to just be like, oh, my God, when they walk out of the bathroom, oh, my God, you are like a runway model.
I would just, yes. I would love that.
So why you agree with me then, guys that do that? Like,
yeah, I'm not arguing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not makeup shaming.
Makeup shaming is making the girls feel bad that wear makeup.
You look tacky in all that makeup. Why don't you?
Why do you have to wear all that makeup? Why you got to cake all that on? And I have heard so many men say that, and I'm just like, whatever.
All the softball guys?
Oh, sexy girlfriend!
Yay! Yeah!
All right, so I feel like I've been doing all the talking. What do you want to talk about, yo?
No, I've got nothing. That's why I was hoping you had everything. I was going to talk about the bed. That was my big shopping thing. We talked about that already. We got the rabbit. I definitely was going to talk about the rabbit. We got that in. Is there anything else that? Let's talk about this. The chiropractor.
Okie dokie.
Because I've been going to a chiropractor.
Yep.
For my shoulder, I've jacked up my shoulder, and I can't raise my arm by itself. I raise my shoulder raise my arm. What? Are you going to hit a Clint Eastwood button again just for some random reason?
I'm just saying it's not very Clint Eastwood of you.
Okay. That's pretty random. But going to a chiropractor, it's one of those things that people either
Love or hate.
Love or hate. Yes. And I'm finding out people like, oh, why would you go to a chiropractor? Why don't you go to a real doctor? In this day and age, people are still saying that. Your doctors now will send you to a chiropractor.
Chiropractors go to school for a long time. A long time.
So I don't understand where the perception has been that, you know, like, oh, I would never let somebody crack my neck. They could paralyze you.
Well, then you'd be a millionaire with a blinged out wheelchair.
That's right. I would have a jet ski wheelchair. I'd have a race car wheelchair. I'd have a rocket ship wheelchair. It sounds a little cooler than that, but yes.
Oh, I like that.
So, have you been to a chiropractor?
Yeah. Okay. Weird story. My parents discovered chiropractors when I was in the fifth grade, and we went as a family.
Like a family outing? Yes. Hey, everybody get in the car. We're going to the chiropractor.
Yes. My dad got fixed. My mom got fixed. I got fixed. My brother got fixed. That's when I learned that one leg's longer than the other. But that's typical for most people.
Not like yours, though. Yours is like 2 inches different. That's really weird. That extra heel you have on your shoe. See, you know, when she gets quiet, you can tell that she has no comeback for what I'm talking about. She just gets
awesome.
Like...
awesome.
Fine. Make fun of me on the air. I hate when you do that. I don't really know why you make fun of me on the air.
We could not do this on a full-time basis.
You're supposed to come back at me with that kind of stuff. Like I was talking to our pal Jeremy today.
Our pal Jeremy.
Our radio pal.
I'm not sexual enough to be his friend.
No, you're not. You're not hot enough. But so he tells me about the same thing, how on the radio show, how he zings the partner and then gets a look like a grumpy look. But you're supposed to – that's part of the fun banter when you can go back and forth. I'm like, all right, you got me. But, you know, just have fun with it. Not like, you don't make fun of me on the air.
That's not like me, though.
You just get quiet. Instead of just trying to come back at me or like, all right, I have to give you that. That was pretty funny. You get like, you're making fun of me on the air. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But instead of having that playful attitude, and that was kind of my gripe with when I was on the radio, too, with a partner that did not want to acknowledge, okay, it's all in fun. Because that's one of the reasons I think Kelly Ford and I, when we were on the radio together, we never got offended at each other's jokes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you knew it was all in fun. Right. Don't get just like,
that's not how I am.
I'm not saying that's how you are. I'm saying it is now. That's how you're being now. But
I understand where you're coming from.
But you sometimes don't want to go back. I feel it sometimes. You're like,
I don't have anything. Like, I don't have that. I don't have something to react with. You got to catch me on a good moment.
When you're drunk.
No. Today at work, you were texting me pictures of Jeremy, and I was like, zing, zing, zing. And then it died.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was my point, that sometimes when I'm playing with you or trying to zing you, I feel like sometimes you just get like, well, I don't have to come back. I'm not going to say anything. Which makes for sometimes a weird give and take when you're podcasting, you know.
I understand.
Because if you listen to Hank and Petra.
I do.
Of the Hillbilly Nerd Talk.
She always comes back.
They come back. They just have fun. It's laugh it off. Sometimes I feel like you might be just getting a little. Do I take you down a serious path sometimes? Like you're afraid sometimes. To be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't want to be rude to you.
That's okay. You could be rude.
I'm not going to be rude. Well, that's not in my nature.
It's not being rude when you try to zing back. It's just having fun.
Zing. I need a zing sound.
No, that's a zing bot. Zingbot 3000.
Big brother. Big brother's coming. Big brother is coming.
See how I opened that door for her people?
The cast was revealed today, and they seem to be all new.
And they seem to be all 20.
Is that a bad thing?
No, but don't you think it's a little more interesting, like in the UK version where they have them all mixed up, where there's 20s, there's 30s, there's a 60-year-old.
You said this last year.
I know. But don't you agree that it's better when it's all mixed up and not just
pretty young people?
Did you just burp?
No, I hiccup.
Was that a sound effect that came out of you?
Maybe.
She burped on the podcast.
All right, sorry, that was rude. Excuse me, we can edit that out. Big brother's coming.
So, back to what I was saying. Do you agree that it's better when it's mixed up?
I think so, yeah. Like, back in the day, they used to have a lot more older people.
Because you get conflict. You want the conflict instead of just everybody being exactly the same. And
look, everyone rocking those physical competitions.
Look at me. I'm so hot. I'm so hot.
Raw. Yeah. But I'm still excited. Are you not excited?
I want to be. I'm trying to be. I'm watching – we both are watching Big Brother UK.
UK.
And I'm not sure you have gotten into it as much as I have.
I don't. It's too high maintenance, that one. I have to watch it every day to keep on track.
But you're supposed to. And you have trouble watching. That's another thing.
I am bad at watching TV. I have learned this
recently. You just sit there and just blister at your phone.
I do this when you're gone.
What?
No, you don't understand. I do this when you're gone, too. Like, I'll throw on one of my shows and just be on. I'll be stuck in my phone. And then I'll be like, what just happened? Never mind. Delete.
Why do that? Why not just pick one or the other? What is the...
There's too many options. I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. You don't want to miss anything in life.
But you're missing one by not doing the other.
But, like, my phone has real life stuff that's going on. Like, my friends are doing stuff.
Facebook?
Yes. So, like, okay, I forget there's a word for it, but I'll run into people and we'll be catching up and they'll be like, well, did you see this and this? No, I missed it. Was that on Facebook? Yeah. Oh, well, I don't have time to Facebook during the day, so I miss a lot of stuff. So I feel like at night, sometimes I'm playing catch up. Like, what'd I miss? There's a word for it. The fear of missing something. I'm going to Google.
The fear.
So while I Google, you feel
the fear of missing something. I've never heard that. I just know it's like, hey, I'm trying to multitask and I'm not doing either one very well.
The fear of missing out
is called
FOMO.
FOMO?
It's a pervasive apprehension that others might be having a rewarding experience that you're not involved in. FOMO. One of my YouTube girls uses that a lot. Ingrid, FOMO.
FOMO. Well, Ingrid, you know, came out.
That doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't. I just was trying to find something to us to talk about on the podcast.
Yeah, so that was pretty intense. So if you follow Ingrid Nielsen, crickets. She has a lot of followers, but I have not found friends that follow her.
Isn't it odd that these guys have millions of followers?
And yet I don't know any of them.
Yeah. But I'm watching another video vlog by a guy named Philip DeFranco, I really like. Philip DeFranco. He always ends the show with, like, that's the show, and you've been filled in. That's how he ends the – but it's kind of a news show. And he did one just the other day about how many vloggers are coming out on their internet vlogs. It's a very trendy thing to do. And it makes me wonder – and I think he brought this up, but I don't remember. So I'm going to give us both credit on this. If he did it, good for him. But who is going to use it just for publicity? Who is going to be the first one to not really, but just say, I am for sheer internet publicity?
Do you want to know how many views her coming out video has had?
How many?
6 million.
Wow.
Yep. Do you want to know how many likes? Hold on. Wait for it. It's going to try and play. 467,000 likes and 18,000 dislikes. Thumbs down. If you're a YouTube user, you understand what that means.
Yeah.
That's like a dislike button.
Yeah.
That's what they should do on Facebook.
What's that?
Instead of the like button, they should have a thumbs up and a thumbs down and a comment in the middle. Because you see those posts that you want to be like, dislike.
Or love, a love button. I'd like a love button. I do think Facebook, I agree, they should need progress. More. They need some kind of, because sometimes, like, you know, when my dad died and you put the stuff up there about death, clicking a like button doesn't feel proper.
It doesn't.
Have you done that too? Like when somebody somebody has died or their dog has died?
So that's when you comment, like praying for you.
Yes, but... I agree, but there should be a frowny face or a sad face, like something more to go along with real emotions.
Which you can put in an emoticon. but of then her you, frowny face.
Right, but now you're in the thread of I'm going to get everybody's reply. Because I'm finding out more.
Well, you can unfollow posts. Like, once you comment, you can unfollow like and not get.
Immediately unfollow?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, look at me teaching the master. Oh. Look at me teaching the master.
Because that's I have gotten to where I don't even reply or post on a lot of people's stuff because I don't want to turn into that
before
chain
I started
of,
dating you. Do you recall, like, when we first started dating, I was like, I stopped commenting on your stuff a long time ago because I remember, like, a couple times I did and I was like, my phone's blowing up. It never blew up at that time. Like, I don't know what to do. Because
I'd get, like, 100, 150, 200 replies
and
to
I'm
stuff.
Just like, ugh. But now, if you go to the post, like, once you comment, you can go to the arrow down on the post and you can turn off notifications.
Immediately.
Yeah,
oh.
Immediately.
No, I knew you could take yourself off of threads.
Yes. Like, but no, I'll show you, you spicy
guy. Right, when we get off of this, you show me how to do that then. Mm-hmm. You show me how.
I'll show you how to work it.
So let's go back to talk about our vlogs for a second. Because
you want to talk about the vlog?
Let's talk about the vlogs.
Wrinkled Sheets.
Wrinkled Sheets has a vlog.
We do.
You guys should check that out on YouTube.
Get
it's an actual
it.
Vlog. I have one on my page. And I'm not putting as much on mine, which is somebody complained to me about it because I'm doing all the
They don't
want to
see your damn girlfriend.
No, they want to see more comedy. Like, I on my page, I've been putting up
your
comedy
girlfriend
clips.
Is not funny.
She is not funny.
Bullshit.
No, she is
I
not.
I am a funny girl.
When she gets drunk, you should just... That was an actual sound effect. But so, I want more people to subscribe. That's what I'm to do. Not just
Wrinkled
watch.
Treats.
Because we're getting, like the latest one we did, the British Candy vlog.
Like 100 looks.
Immediately. That's one of the biggest blow-up vlogs that we've done.
Yeah.
But 7 people have subscribed.
That's so, good.
But that is good. But when you have that many people watching the video, you should...
Turn it up.
That's what we should tell people to do. Turn it up by hitting that subscribe button.
Turn it up. Ham this mother.
No.
What?
That's another vlog that does that. We should use turn it up by clicking subscribe.
Turn it up.
That should be our ending. That's a Josh Grayson song. Turn it up.
Oh, God.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
She random. Hold on. Wait a minute. Where'd that come from?
It came from the random file. She is a hottie. OMG.
I thought he was married.
Well, remember how that ended.
Didn't he go kind of nutty psycho?
Yep, he did.
And then he's got this new girlfriend? That's Josh Grayson's girlfriend? I think that picture came with the frame.
No.
That's one of those pictures that...
Ready? Frame with the boy.
What?
Yep. She's from Nashville and she's beautiful.
What?
I know, right?
Booyah!
Booyah,
wow.
Josh Grayson.
I am going to have to just congratulate him on that. Congratulations, Josh. I know the last time you and I spoke on Twitter, I made fun of you, and you got mad. But
he didn't get mad.
He didn't,
He was
really.
Playing along.
I know. But I actually made fun of him on Twitter, and he replied. I was like, holy crap, I forgot he followed me. You know.
Yes. Yep, so he's in love.
Oh. She looks much younger than him.
There's so many things wrong with that statement.
She looks like, what is she?
Like 20 years younger than him?
Yeah.
No. Like 10?
What?
Yep.
Have you already looked it up?
No.
Oh. How do you know?
I'm not that obsessed.
Are you just randomly saying 10?
I am, yeah. Because of our age difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do people still give you a hard time about it at all?
No, there's not a lot of new people in my life that are just learning of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I started my current job, that was kind of like a, my boyfriend's this guy. Wait a second. And then they like stop and think, he's older and she's not. And
what do you mean older?
Older than me.
God, the way you said it though.
I know.
He is more mature than I am. He is... Okay, that was totally the wrong sound effect.
No, I was booing the more mature statement.
Oh, okay. I thought you were giving me a hard time about it.
No. You are not more mature than me.
I am not.
You are not.
But I
am an old lady in a 33-year-old body.
Speaking of which, okay, today when I was out with our pal Jeremy, I will tell this story. Jeremy is not here, but this is what he did. He contacted me because he goes, I want you to meet me at the mall because I want you to help me pick out some cooler, hipper clothes. That's actually what he wanted us to do. So every time I would go, I took him to Urban Outfitters. Mm-hmm. He didn't like anything. I took him to the men's section at Forever 21. You know, a little cooler.
Where
didn't like anything.
Where does he typically
shop? Kohl's and Target.
Game over, man. It's game over.
I know. And so we're standing there in one of the stores. I can't remember which one it was. It was JCPenney's. And the lady, I told him, I go, dude, you have got to get out of your comfort zone. Just buy one thing. Just buy one thing that's outside of your, right. I would never wear that. Just one. And the lady, the clerk goes, I had to do that. We both like turned around. What? She goes, I had to do that. I kept buying just dark colors. Everything I owned with dark colors. And my husband said I needed to get out of my – I go, that's what I'm telling him. And she goes, you know, I did it. I bought an orange shirt, and then I really liked it, and I bought a new yellow shirt. And I go, I basically did that to you.
Yeah, you did. I was into the blacks, reds, and pinks. That was it. And blues.
And that's what I told the sales girl. I go, that's what I did to my girlfriend. She was always, this is what I wear. This is what I'm used to. This is what if I don't buy this, I need to buy what I can wear to work.
Right. I was multi-buying. Like, I could transition it because I wasn't spending a lot of money on clothes back then. I was very, like, conservative with my money.
But you have to buy, like, yeah. This is a work clothes. This is what I, for fun. I want to wear this just because it makes me happy.
Yep. So what did Jeremy buy?
I ended up taking him to the Buckle. And,
the most expensive store.
Yeah. And he actually found some bracelets that he liked, a leather bracelet.
You got to start small.
And that's exactly what he at least bought something. He goes, you sure it's not too girly? He goes, I don't wear bracelets. Are you sure it's not too? I go, no, it looks good.
Did you tell him he had to show, like, send a picture tomorrow of him wearing the bracelets?
I think he already posted it on Facebook.
Okay,
I think
good.
He did. I think it was a picture of him, like, out of my comfort zone or something like that.
Oh,
so sometimes,
weirdo.
But anybody listening, sometimes you have to get outside of your own comfort zone.
Right.
If you think you're in a rut, it's because you are.
You are.
If you are thinking you're in a rut, you are.
I've been like that lately. St. John's Wort rocks.
Have you taken it long enough for it to
I don't know. It's probably like a placebo.
But you do seem a little more, it rocks!
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how long that takes, but I definitely feel happier.
Well, good.
Yeah, but I was in a rut.
You were definitely in a rut.
Like, work sucks, your traveling sucks, my cats hate me, life sucks.
Everybody hates you. That was the other thing we had to get over.
Freaking hates me.
Every time we would do something, she goes, I don't think they like me.
I know. And
no.
You had to call me out for me to be like,
no, they,
yeah.
Did they say they didn't like you? Did they say?
With their
eyes. They didn't call me back because I don't think they like me. Maybe it's because it was yesterday and they haven't gotten around to doing it yet.
24-hour response time, yo. That's my real snapping, not a sound effect.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
Awesome.
Yep. We made it through another podcast.
Yes, we did.
We had fun.
You had fun.
I had fun.
Did you have fun?
I did, but you started getting like, well, you're making fun of me, so I'm just going to check out.
I just want to push this one because I want to see what it sounds like. You ready?
Okay.
That's a spicy meatball.
Is that
Go
Betty?
Ahead. Make my day.
Did you hit the Betty Rubble button?
No, that was me.
Oh.
I have that laugh. I've been accused of that for a long time now.
I thought you hit the Betty Rubble button.
Are you joking?
No. I was looking down at the dog and I thought you hit. Oh, wow.
I have the Betty Rubble laughs from time to time.
Wait, that's not it.
No, I can't do it on cue.
Huh. Okay. Well, tell everybody how to find us.
you can find us on facebook.com/wrinkledsheetspodcast and wrinkledsheets1@gmail.com, @wrinkledsheets1 on Twitter, and on YouTube, Wrinkled Sheets.
And we're on Stitcher and Podbean and Spreaker. We're like everywhere that they have podcasts. And please subscribe to the podcast. That helps us move up in the rating, especially if you go to iTunes. If you go to iTunes, click on that and do a review. Give us a good rating, because that moves us up. Before I go, I actually want to say there's some other people that promote us on their podcast, so I want to promote them. Do you want to do yours? I'll do mine first.
Hillbilly Nerd Talk, hillbillynerdtalk.com, PKNDK, PKNDK.com, and that's it.
And mine would be the Say What podcast, those guys, Graham, Chase, and Tom. And also, I want to just give a shout out to the boys at We Are Not Here to Please You podcast. That is a podcast from Finland. I have been a guest on there twice. Matter of fact, I think I'm the guest on there this week, but I can't remember. But check those guys
out. Should you be calling them now?
What?
When you say you don't remember. Like...
No. I think I recorded it like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
They're one of those people that record ahead of time and then play you.
I have no patience. I'm like, let's get it up now. Go.
I know. Why do you do that? I mean, I'm not saying why do you do that, but do you ever tell your guest this will be next week or 2 weeks or...
Once I did that.
Yeah.
And I felt bad. I was like, I really want to... Go.
We have to go. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
If you want the sound effects to go away, make sure and let us know.
Okay. Make sure and let us know. Okay. All right. Bye. Love you. See you next time. Bye.